why I wanted this, what consistency does, why I want to do 100 videos in 10 days. Okay. So I've been following these few people. I've been following more than these few people, but these few people, they have been, their mantra has been consistently publishing. Russell Brunson, ClickFunnels co-founder, Gary Vee, he just says like, just be omnipresent, just everywhere. So everybody is advising, recommending that you publish every day, be it a blog post. These days, I don't think they do that every day, but what they mean is do a video, because it's that age that, you know, videos are supposed to just blow up. Actually, they've already blown up, but you know, it's that age. It's the video age. That's it. Every social media platform is offering a video as a medium, and video is what does best in getting your message across. So I did talk about OFA, but in OFA too, they said, well, just keep publishing, just keep publishing. When I first attended the OFA challenge, I was like, okay, so I'm not going to do that. First of all, do what your coach tells you to do. Okay. It will save you so much time, so much energy. It'll make you so much money. You will see results faster when you actually do what your coach tells you to do. I didn't do that. And now I want my students to listen to me and actually do what I tell them to do. So I have a freelancing course. And when they don't do it, that reminds me of myself. I'm like, I wonder if this is karma. Because I've realized that in order to learn something, we must unlearn something. And I was unable to do that for the longest time. So now it's like, if you want to do something, if you want to see some results, do something, you know, your coach has been there. If they're saying do this, you just do it. I mean, I was thinking like, why was I wasting my own energy on something that I was just told to follow? So I have bought the most number of courses. Okay. I kid you not, if there's an award, I'll win it. I'm not going to give you the number because it is way too high. So I was in this passive consumer mode. I was just consuming information left and right. I realized that everybody does it, like most of them, okay? Or most of us. And then I had to stop. That too was one of my coaches. She said, Nosheen, you gotta get out of this passive consumer mode. You are consuming passively. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. So when will I create what I want to create? And she said, exactly. When will you do that? So she made me promise that I'm not going to do that. So 2020 was the year that I stopped consuming as much as I started producing. So no, I produced more than I consumed. Okay, I'm going to say it this way. And yes, I've made a big, huge difference because the stuff that I was supposed to do a long time ago finally actually got done. So what I was saying was all these gurus, they're saying publish consistently. Russell Brunson says publish every day for 365 days minimum. I am going to do that. I am going to publish a social media post on my personal profile every day. I'm going to start with that and then I'll grow bigger. I saw Pat Flynn do this when the start of pandemic, March of 2020. He started doing live streaming on YouTube. He's been doing that every single day, like nonstop. Oh my God. He's over 300 days, less than 60 days left. I was like, okay, if that taught me anything, that is, I gotta be more consistent. And in order to be more consistent, we're all human. We need to keep it human. You know, we're not machines and not everybody has like a big team to work on your videos and produce for you, or not everybody has a big budget either, you know, to spend money and produce videos left and right. No, most of us are solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, freelancers. There's only so much we can do. So that is why I'm going to create 100 videos in 10 days. I'm going to record 10 videos a day. Okay. This has already required a lot of prereq. Like there's a lot of work done already, planning everything, but the recording is going to be 10 videos in 10 days. Okay. I am going to be consistent. This will give me consistency. Okay. And, you know, all these gurus, they keep saying you got to be consistent. So it's about time we listen to them. Okay. So this video was all about me telling you what inspired me to start this. I don't know if I can do 365 days every day. This channel won't allow me to do lives, but my other channel has live streaming on because it has over 2,000 subscribers. I don't know if I can commit to that. I don't know. So despite completing these 100 challenges multiple times, I cannot commit to something that long. I don't know. Maybe once I complete this 100 challenge, I start going live for 365 days. Maybe. I don't know. So it's all about consistency. It's all about publishing every single day. Then I have a group that I wanted to be active in every day. There's like so many things going on and I can't be everywhere. So let's see how this goes. I just wanted to tell you, hats off to Pat Flynn. Massive, massive, massive respect. I watched his videos. I don't have a team. I mean, he does, and that's not an excuse, but I'm just saying, you know, but that's who inspired me to do, although Russell Brunson said it like 2 years ago when I was in the OFA challenge. And he keeps saying this. In his books, he keeps saying this. Publish every day. He says, create your own platform. I've created platforms. I have two podcasts. I have two YouTube channels, but I'm not consistent. So they're not doing any good. What all of these channels need from me is to be consistent. In order to beat that, I thought I'll just have 100 videos for the next 100 days. And then I'll figure something else out and try it in a more polished manner, not just talking head. So yeah, that's how it's going to be. Once again, do not forget to subscribe. Please subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. If you want to join me in this challenge, by all means, let me know in the comments. What is it that you've been meaning to do, but you have not been able to start? What is it that is still not making sense to you when it comes to online business or online income? Okay. Do check out the links in the description. There are a ton of resources you will find, and they will have answers to your questions. Do follow, like, subscribe, comment, thumbs up, do everything. Okay. I'm trying to achieve 300 subscribers in 1 month. I have no idea if that's going to be possible. All I can do is ask you guys to subscribe.